With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As Congress prepares to support the incoming agency set up to trim government waste, the Senate's organizing a panel to help.
Congress already has a DOGE caucus to support the work of co-chairs Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Now meet the MAHA caucus. Republican Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Rick Scott of Florida, Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin have launched the efforts to champion Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, Make America Healthy Again agenda in the Senate. Political reports, the policy goals include promoting food and non-pharmaceutical interventions and encouraging agricultural practices that improve the nutritional value of food, as well as furthering efforts to research, prevent, and treat chronic diseases. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The man charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump is having his federal trial pushed back. In court documents filed Monday, Judge Eileen Cannon set Ryan Ruth's new trial date for September 8, 2025. Originally, it was set to start last month before being delayed to February 10th. Ruth's accused of waiting for President Trump at his West Palm Beach golf course in an effort to kill him. Also at SRNnews.com, there are a lot of happy Navy families this Christmas.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falconberry that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you're celebrating both Christmas and Hanukkah, this is your year. It's been almost two decades since the two events happened on the same day due to the dating of the Hebrew calendar. The eight-night celebration of Hanukkah, also called the Festival of Lights, began last night at sundown. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at family and politics, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it charts the impact political polarization is having on relations between people who are related to one another. According to the study, 12% of all voters are cutting off certain family members over political disagreement. Democrats are much more likely to take such an action. Nearly one in four Democratic voters is cutting off a family member, compared to 5% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has solved an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities, agreed to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Spokesman of Pro-Life Action Ministries says the decision amounts to an admission by the city that the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper leaves his job next week after 8 years.
State law barred Cooper from seeking a third consecutive term. Now the 67-year-old Democrat must decide whether to run for the U.S. Senate in 2026. Cooper's national profile grew during this year's presidential campaign, launching him into the conversation as a potential running mate for Kamala Harris.
Correspondent Jeremy House. King Charles III says 2024 has been the hardest year of his life. He offered thanks to those who cared and supported him and Princess Kate during the health battles and his Christmas message to the United Kingdom. The monarch and his daughter-in-law both revealed cancer diagnoses earlier in the year. Kate has said that she's now cancer-free. The royal family attended their Christmas Day service at St. Mary Magdalene's Church in eastern England. More details at srnnews.com.